Do we have a story for you?
We sure do.
So recently, I was in the bathroom getting ready for the day, and Mark came into the bathroom very quickly. We were kind of in a hurry to get to something, and he kind of came in and looked at me and said, "Have you taken a shower?" And I was like, "Yes." And the way he said it was like very accusing. In fact, I think the exact words were, "Have you showered?" And so I was like, "Yes." And he just jumped right in the shower himself. And I'm thinking, do I smell? Does he think I don't shower on a regular basis? Like, why did he ask me that question that way? And so this is running through my mind. I'm putting on my makeup and my brain is just trying to figure this out. I've got all these thoughts going on. And finally, I caught myself realizing that I was making some assumptions. I was starting to make some assumptions. I was filling in some gaps on this whole scenario that I didn't necessarily know were accurate. So finally, Mark steps back out of the shower and I say to him, "Why did you ask me that question if I had showered?" And he said, "Well, because I wanted to know if the hot water was already up here on the second level from the basement." Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm standing there in the bathroom making it all about myself.
Right. Well, and that's what happens when we experience a situation and we don't know the information, so we start to assume.
Right, we do. And when we start to assume, we actually start to interact with that other person based upon the assumptions we're making.
And we interact as if it's true.
Right. And so this is something that we've been paying attention to mm-hmm. in our own relationship and recognizing the places
right.
that we tend to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, had I not actually turned a corner, and I'll tell you what I did in just a moment to change that, but I likely would have experienced being offended by that question. And I would have got my feelings hurt by that
right.
question. And I wasn't feeling warm and fuzzy.
No, she would have been defensive towards me. I would have been defensive in response.
And there would have been a coldness in our mm-hmm. relationship. And so anyway, it's those kind of innocent interactions
right.
that we assign a meaning to that is not accurate.
Right.
And that's when the slow fade of assumptions comes in. You know, when we wrote our No More Perfect Marriages book, we identified something called the slow fades. And
right.
the slow fades pull your hearts apart, one little quarter inch at a time. They happen underneath the surface and we don't even recognize
mm-hmm.
it. And we identified 7 slow fades. But since we've written the book, we've identified a few more.
Right.
And one of them is the slow fade of assumptions.
Yes. We see those assumptions working often, not only in our own life, but in the lives of others.
Right. So we need to recognize that the mm-hmm. slow fade of assumptions is actually pulling our hearts apart. We're misreading things. We are disconnecting for reasons that don't even need to happen. So how do we stop the slow fade of assumptions? We do it by using our God tool of courage, and we do it by asking our thoughts.
Yes.
And sometimes asking those thoughts takes courage.
It does. Yeah.
So that day in the bathroom,
right,
I asked my thoughts. Mark got out of the shower and I looked at him and I said, "Hey, why did you ask me, you know, if I'd taken a shower?" And he responded about the hot water
right.
and whether there was hot water on that level. And in asking that question, I asked my thought. My thought was, why did he ask that question? And then I'm going with more thoughts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked that thought. He clarified it for me and we moved on.
Right.
So ask your thoughts. You know, it could be that your spouse I don't know. It could be that they come home and they seem a little irritable. And, you know, you're kind of thinking, what did I do? Are they ticked at me? Mm-hmm. You know, in a case like that, we can ask our thoughts. We can say something like, it seems like you came home stressed. Is there something that I've done to contribute to that? And oftentimes what you're going to get is, no, not at mm-hmm. all. I mean, this is what's going on inside my mind. This is what happened at work. This is what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. So ask those thoughts. Many times you're simply going to find out that it has absolutely nothing to do with you. So don't let that slow fade of assumptions steal any more connection from your relationship. Stop assuming and start asking. Thank you.